Good afternoon, everybody. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design here on wonderful BBS Radio, and I'm so grateful to BBS. I'm so grateful for Dawn and for Seth and everybody else that's involved with setting up this amazing round-the-world broadcasting system, just full of information and interactions with you. Many years ago when I was teaching school, I used to say, radio and television really should be more interactive. So here we all are interacting like mad, and I want you to, because today Radiance by Design is all about, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, because it's almost Thanksgiving. And we're going to have you call in with maybe issues that you're stuck on, things that you want to be grateful for, things that are miracles that you are grateful for. Maybe you're going to phone in because you can't feel thankful and you want a little bit of a leg up or something. I don't know, but I do know we're all vibrational vehicles of light. And the art of gratitude is really the art of going in and touching your own vibrational self and really radiating out there. It's a really, really wonderful service for everyone on the planet when we're grateful. Some of you are grateful all the time. But for me, sometimes, how can I put this? Sometimes I'm grateful, and other times I really feel the gratitude working through my body, mind, and literally shifting who I am and how I am. So I thought that today in Radiance by Design, we would talk about gratitude, absolutely shifting ourselves and making it obvious to ourselves that we've actually shifted maybe a knot in ourselves. Let's work on that, and let's start off by clearing the energy fields in and around ourselves, in and around the radio, in and around your radio receiver, in and around your household and your big dreams. Let's use the structures. So close your eyes unless you're walking, driving, doing cartwheels across the lawn, anything like that. Deep breaths. And now let's imagine way up into a galactic center and draw from that way out into the galactic center, draw a crystalline tube right down through your body and into the core of the earth. Sometimes you can feel it when we do that. And now above your head, perhaps 2 miles, a golden ball, you create this golden ball, and oh my, it's got these amazing gases and lights in it. It's beautiful. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of light in through that crystalline tube from the upper golden ball all the way through your body into the lower golden ball. Quite often you can really feel that radiance. And now from the upper golden ball to your waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid. I like to put the points of the pyramid at the front and the back and side to side. You can do what you like, just to keep us all oriented. And then upside down, a smaller pyramid headed toward the lower golden ball. And its little points also mesh with the points of your big pyramid. And now you're in an octahedron. Can you feel the presence of the energy in the octahedron? And now inside of that, do a crystal ball. What colors do you see on your crystal ball? And have the outside edges of your crystal ball nudge the inside edges of your structure. Now inside of that, see your star tetrahedron. Remember, it's like a Star of David, only it's three-dimensional. And you're inside your star tetrahedron, and now we're going to spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. And spin and spin and spin. Now spinning is a really important art. We're going to keep throwing it into the mix all through this show today. So spin and spin and spin. And as you spin, you can feel the energy shifting in your body. And now whilst you're spinning, I want you to look at this magical screen in front of you. And on that screen, we're going to create little movies of that which we're trying to create right now in our lives. I start off with a picture or a movie of yourself. Good. And now one of the feeling, a little movie of you attracting, receiving resources and giving resources and being a part of the resource flow easily and effortlessly. Good. And now, what is it that you want to create in your world? You want to write a book? You want to dance a dance? You want to have a family, a lover, a marriage, or whatever it is you want to create. Let's see you do that. Good. And now I'd like you to bring in the healing, we're going to create the Galactic Healing Center. And in that healing center, I want you to call in those beings of light and consciousness around a table for healing who are particularly aligned with you. And now on that table that they're surrounding, I'd like you to bring in somebody that needs help and needs healing and have to be on the table. It can be yourself or someone else. Now, if you're going to do one and then another and another, you want to just absolutely flood it with purple light before you put somebody else on you. Clean it up. Always clean it up. Transform the leftover frequencies with the violet fire. Now let's take our person who's not very well and put them on this healing table. And then ask your team what they would do to help heal them. That's interesting. What do you see? We're going to talk about that after. What do you see and what do you experience in your healing, Galactic Healing Center? You can change patients if you want. You can also bring somebody in who needs emotional healing. Remember, flush off this table with a wonderful violet fire. You should change patients if you do. Good. I'm getting some funny images. And then just change them one more time for those of you who are ready to change. And let's do somebody who wants transformation just for fun and see what your healing team does with that. I'm getting some beautiful images. And now let's come back out and just wrap this image in purple light again, violet fire. And then come on back out and spin and spin in your star tetrahedron. Good work. Spin and spin and spin and spin. Excellent job. Let's come back into the room. In a few moments, we're going to do a gratitude exercise that goes through the chakras. But I'm happy to have you call in, and I want to talk about gratitude today. And we're going to stick to that subject, ladies and gentlemen, because Thursday is Thanksgiving, and we need to all be primed. We need to have our vibrational vehicles all ready to go and be celebrated. Let's celebrate our lives. I've just been talking to Linda Sherman. Some of you heard her on the radio talking politics and economics, and wow, what a brain she has, and she's so intuitive as well. But the way she talks reminds me of, because we're around the same age, and we were laughing about some of the things that we got into when we were young and some of the strange relationships that we entered into and how interesting it was to speak of them astrologically, and knowing that we had gone through all of these experiences to fulfill ourselves, to actually accomplish something from the soul journey out, and how difficult it is to just pay attention to that, to say, wow, not that I was messed up in my 20s or 30s or 40s or whatever, but more like I was accomplishing, wow, I really worked out my challenge, my lineage challenge with keeping myself limited. I really worked out that abusive feminine thing that was in the lineage. I really worked out that plug against my creativity. I really worked out my need for drama, whatever it is. It's just such a breath of fresh air to look at your own history and see how the way she talks about it was just to see how you've really accomplished what you set out to do. I'm not an astrologer, as a lot of you know, but if you look at the map of your soul journey, in the context of your family and so on, you go, wow, we're accomplishing so darn much, but it doesn't get credit on the earth plane. It just gets credit off the planet, right? Or deep in your belly and deep in your chakras. So I'm going to give the numbers, and then we're going to do the chakras together in a different way. So the numbers for calling in are 877-876-5227 if you're in the States, 888-810-8322 from Canada, and 530-876-3222 is the direct number, and you can use that if you're calling from Venus or Mars or any other planet. And I just want you to call in because we're going to talk about gratitude, and I know you all have a lot to say. So, one of the things that we've come with is a map, not only astrological, but we all know that we have our chakras, and we're energy vehicles, we're vibrational vehicles of light. And it is really tricky, isn't it, to stay aware of being a vibrational vehicle when you're physical. We do the downloading into the physical after we are. So, for example, you'll have a whole bunch of etheric things going on or vibrational things going on. I've had this experience myself where you have this flashing image and you know that you're going to get, for example, very sick. And you can see it in a vibrational, some of you will feel it or sense it or know it or whatever, but and some of us would see it. So I would see it in this great vibrational picture, and I would take my hands and I would rub out or move, distress all those frequencies, because the way I've been taught is that it comes from the vibrational realm down into the body. So that doesn't mean you don't have to look after your body, but if you get that flash, that insight that says, uh-oh, you're going to get into this particular physical jam, you can work on it vibrationally. Now, I'm not saying don't go to your doctor or look after yourself, you know. So by the same token, we can do an awful lot of work by entering our chakras. It's meditative work. You can enter the chakras and you can absolutely change how your world is playing out outside. And we're going to do it simplistically today. We're going to go in and we're going to work on gratitudes in our chakras. So once again, I'd like you to take a moment, close your eyes, take a deep breath or 12. And focus in the base of your spine and see there a red light. Now this red chakra, I want you to enter it as if you're the little imp inside of your body. Enter your red chakra. Good work. And can you feel it? What happens to your body when you feel it? Can you spin it and spin it and spin it? Okay. I want you to thank your red chakra for all the information it's given to you on your tribe, how it is you're supposed to be, your ability to handle resources. I want you to bless it and thank it, because it's very much a, what will we say, a pattern. It's very much describing how it is you're going to live and how you're going to have rapport with life on this planet. What a big job it's got. It's got all your lineage. It's got all your tribe in it. I want you to drop into your red chakra. It's making me burp like mad. It's kind of interesting. And I want you to brighten it up and spin it. And then again, thank you so much for all the information you're carrying. That's really described a lot of my life for me. It's more than a producer if you were a movie, right? What happens in your body when you're doing that? My body is buzzing like mad. And think of all the things that you can thank it for. I think also the red chakra is sort of understated in a way in that it's also a really deep well for creation, for actually recreation of who you are. So you have the lineage input and you have the cellular lineage, but you don't always have to stay stuck there. You also have the feist and the grit and the blood to transform a lot of that and move into a higher level of consciousness. Now move into your belly area, which is orange. Remember, it's everybody else's influence, so let's go in and thank our mother and her lineage. Our mother, thank you, Mom, for all the experience that you've given me. And your father. What is it that your father's taught you about the male archetype? And what did that teach you about becoming really yourself? Quite a lot, I'd say, so thanks, Dad. And then find your first lover. And what did you learn from her or him? Sounds like you got a storm a-brewing. Yeah. Okay, so what did you learn from your first lover? Thank you so much for all that. And now, you're perhaps your second. Let's go through a series of connections, whether it's lovers or just deep friends. Let's go through one after the other. Thank you so much for what you've brought to me. Wow. Thank you so much in my belly area. Thank you so much for what you've brought to me, for what you've awakened in me, for aspects of myself you've helped me discover, for clarity of my patterns that you've helped me release. Or at least see. Well, we can't do them all. I would be here all night, wouldn't we? So let's move into the solar plexus and thank yourself for the power. Your personal power really comes from the way, who you are, the integrity and authenticity that you are on the planet. And that isn't always in our defenses. So sometimes with the red chakra and the orange chakra and all the activities that go on in the subconscious and the unconscious and the cellular conscious, we learn a lot of defensive techniques that sometimes prevent our authentic self. So let's really thank these defensive techniques. Maybe you're controlling, maybe you're dominant, maybe you're defensive, yeah, maybe you're skitterish. Let's thank all those for protecting us. And some of them you want to hand over, maybe. Yeah. And then thank your own personality and your real self for coming up through and weathering all these different conflicts. Now let's move into the heart chakra, which is bright green. Okay, and thank it very much. Thank all the your lungs for all the grief that it's stored in there. Just thank it for doing all that. And that your heart has learned so many ways of handling love in certain dimensions. You know, the reality is the more love you free up in yourself, the more protected you are. But your little body and your little energy centers have really worked hard to contrive these ways of coping. So let's thank very much for bringing these defensive techniques to various parts of your lungs and your heart and your chest. Okay. Now you'll notice that, at least for some of you, it seems to clear as we go through. Certain ones of you have just dumped a little dark patch going up through the lungs, just doing that, saying thank you for being there, thank you so much for helping me, thank you for teaching me to love, thank you for opening me to love, thank you for letting me love myself, thank you for letting me free myself from traps. Good, that's good. Somebody just opened wide, I watched you. It's an amazing artistic activity here, painting with color. Let's move into your throat chakra. That's where you synthesize your wisdom from everywhere you've ever been and everywhere you're going. So let's thank yourself for all the songs you sing and the words you put out and the way you really, really express yourself. Thank you for holding back and gulping and getting your throat shutting down so that you protect yourself. Thank you. Bless it. Thank you. Thank you. Now it can release and can allow you to express yourself. Yeah. Now you're getting wiser and wiser. Good. You know, consciousness moves way faster than the speed of light. You want to travel through the universe. It's really wonderful to know that we're going to move way faster than the speed of light. It's like breaking out of a reality in which it's inch by inch, step by step. Now move into your third eye. Move into your third eye. Good. It's another wisdom chakra. And in there, I want you to thank your brain for all that it's processed and stored. We're moving like 10,000 times as much information at any given time through our brains. Thank you for all you're doing. And then in the top of your head, thank you so much for bringing in the celebrations, all the activity, the bright lights, all of life. And when we remember and we bring in our higher consciousness, isn't it amazing? Now sometimes when you do this kind of thank you exercise, this gratitude exercise, your little body's going to buzz and it'll be much, much brighter. And remember this, that as you buzz and as you lift your frequency and as you go through, day by day with your frequency up, it's so amazing how you light the way and that you attract people of a higher level. But remember the other thing, too, and then doing some astrological work with Linda has really reminded me of this. Some of where we trip, stumble, and fall and go into darkness is a part of our journey. It's where we're learning how to be who we truly are and to fulfill the drive and the destiny of the soul. Now, we keep hearing that right now the economic stuff is kind of tumbling and falling and systems are breaking down and some people are scared, and there's a lot of people out there who've got retirement. They've worked very diligently, very hard, sometimes in grueling jobs in order to maintain their retirement plans, and some of the retirement, it's just not very valuable right now. So there's a lot of seniors who are coming apart and their life plans are coming apart. And I'm going to recommend that they become more and more that we, all the people that we know or that we don't know who are going through this kind of dipsy-doo stuff on the planet, we have to know that there are new systems being created. We have to pitch in and help each other. And we have to be grateful for one another, and it's going to make it work a lot better. Remember this, too, that the systems breaking down is a part of an evolution of our species right now. And things have to break down in order to make room for new systems that actually work on one another. And there are a lot of new systems out there working. For that, we can be truly grateful. So let's say some... send some light out and be grateful for all that's come to you, and also send light to those people who really need to be supported or lifted up to get involved in a different kind of life. So again, I'm going to give the numbers and get you to call in and talk to me today, 877-876-5227 from the U.S., 888-810-8322 from Canada, and direct is 530-876-3222. And I also remind you that Paradigm Shifters today is going to be kind of exciting. We have Claudia Hare, H-E-H-R, and she's a pet psychic. She's going to talk to you about your pets and what your pets have to say and what the advantages are with communicating with animals, talking about how your soul journey might require that you go through some dark patches and so on. She says that animals, and I guess a lot of us believe this, I don't know what's the matter with our system, it's sure noisy. She says that our animals, excuse me for that little interruption, our animals are here as a part of our soul journey, and what is their role, and we're going to talk to her about that. And a bunch of you have sent me emails asking about your animals, and so I'm excited to read her your various emails and see what she has to say about your specific animals. All right, so let's talk to some individuals. You're not phoning in, so I'm going to pick you from out there, and we're going to talk about gratitude and what's going on in your life. Boy, I see a man here, and he's got oh, you beat me to the punch. I don't have to play the phantom here. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. It's Anna.
Hi, Anna. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. I have been so grateful. And when you said tumble and fall, that's what I did literally. My heart stopped. I fell. I broke my clavicle. Now I now have a pacemaker.
Oh, no.
But everybody has been so helpful. And I was just reading an ode how it's important to receive because people get, they feel good giving.
Yeah.
And so I've just been this reception machine here. And it brings tears to my eyes when people are just so nice because usually I'm the one that's doing everything.
Right.
So it's like transformation when you said in the shock when we were going through on the table. I thought, oh, I'm going to put myself. I'm already transforming, but I'm ready to transform some more. Because it's like the night before I was thinking, oh, I really wish I'd done more of the cranial sequel. And now what I'm doing is getting sessions and reading this book and this gal studied with the book.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to, Verdi's Requiem right before this happened, the Dies Irae and the Lacrimosa, and the thought came to my mind, I'll have to tell the kids that I want them to play the Lacrimosa when I die.
Oh, my.
And then I just about died. I mean, I didn't really just about. I came to, but it was really shocking.
Oh, well, how did you fall?
Just, my heart stopped, and I just fainted.
Oh, my.
So, but a friend came, I called, and they everything went very smoothly, and it's been almost two weeks now. Excuse me, it'll be 2 weeks on Thanksgiving.
Well, let me ask you this. Anna and I are old buddies, and we did a lot of work exploring one another, energy fields, healing potential of different situations, the body-mind connection. Anna, what else? The higher self connection with the body.
Yeah, and sound and drawing and seeing what our futures were and all that kind of thing. And
yes,
you know your future. You know, you did that picture of expanding out through the airwaves.
That's right. And you and we did a lot of fun sounds. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But why did I go into that? It just seems to me that, first of all, did you have a near-death experience?
No, I didn't. I had no concept of falling or of being out. I just was on the ground wondering what in the hell happened.
Oh, my.
So I didn't have I went to Brazil to get a near-death experience, too, without having to bother of the near-death, but that didn't work.
Then we just can't orchestrate.
So
we need to work on healing. I'm just taking a look at your clavicle. Is there any pain?
Right now there's not. It has been painful. It has like 10 screws in it or something like that.
Oh, my.
But it's really been a heart opener.
Isn't
so it seems like a kind of difficult way to do it, but I'm grateful, and I truly am.
Well, you really look like it, and you sound like it, and you have beautiful light. So we're just going to put you up on the galactic healing table one more time and ask for help from all of your guides and angels in order to put you together in not only the way you started off, but even more, right? Sometimes we break in order to hold higher frequencies.
Yeah, I felt the jolt just then.
Okay. Thank you so much. What are you going to do for Thanksgiving?
Oh, I have like 3 invitations, so I'm going to go to 2 of them.
Oh, so you've got people to
really
love you.
Close people, and they live right next to each other, so that works out well.
I'm really glad. I'm really grateful you called in and talked about receiving.
Yeah.
Because that's actually very special, isn't it?
It really is. It's totally, and people are just so happy to help. That's what sort of blows me away. Oh.
And would you say that you really needed that?
What?
I would say that you really needed that.
Yeah, I think so. I didn't realize that people cared that much, and sometimes I'm pretty lonely and separate and everything, so it's really changed things. And also, I was going to go up to Boulder,
mm-hmm.
and I actually had a ride to go up today, and I could have been with my family, but it's like Pagosa is actually more my family right now.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you're going to be cosseted a little bit there.
Yeah.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, and I'm so sorry you fell, but I the story about being able to receive is a wonderful story.
Yeah, it really is.
No, we may talk
Thank
later.
Thank you, and I'm so glad your program's on. I love it.
Thank you, Anna. Many you blessings. Better. Much love to you.
Okay, good.
Okay,
bye.
Bye. That's an interesting story. I'm sorry that she's hurting. I have a funny story about my stepdaughter and I down in Mexico. We were in Acapulco, and I'm like this. I go somewhere, and I decide that I'm going to take the local buses so I can meet some of the local people. And Janie sits about three rows ahead of me on the bus. It's a holiday time, and it's hot out, and we're both sitting at open windows in our bus. But I didn't notice that she had her elbow leaned outside the window. And Janie is practically albino. She's so fair. It's wonderful. And I'm not. But anyhow, we were riding along in the bus doing the city drive thing, and they went through a very narrow passageway, and another bus hit her the bus hit her arm. And so there she was, this little blonde, light-haired, light-skinned person with this whack of her elbow. And I sat there, still as can be, because I thought, I don't know if she's going to flip out. I don't know if she's going to be traumatized. I'll just sit here and watch her and see if I can stabilize the vision. So she came wandering back to my seat looking like she was in a trance, of course, and her arm was bleeding, but it wasn't terrible, terrible. And it was hilarious because Janie had thought that the people all looked kind of hard and scary down in Acapulco. We had not been there very long. And the first thing, I got her to sit down, and we got calm, and then I said, we're going to get off the bus and take a cab back to our place. So we had that worked out. And then the first thing the bus driver did, he took a look, he saw it, and he sent flying down from his seat to our seat a roll of toilet paper, clean roll of toilet paper for her to mop her wound. And it was really funny because from then on, everywhere we went, even when we went to the cab, somebody had seen her be hurt. And people came from all over to ask this little character how she was. And so it's kind of like, and Jane herself said, it's interesting, she kind of broke her attitude. Her elbow wasn't broken, fortunately. It was kind of swollen and stuff. But back at the timeshare where we were staying, they had lots of medical support and so on. She didn't really need it. Within an hour, we were back on the bus again. But she was very warm and happy because everybody was so loving. I mean, where would you go in this country where they hurl a roll of toilet paper at you so that you can wipe the blood off your arm? It was incredible. So we learned a lot about gratitude that day. It was a good story. Call in. I want to talk to you about your own issues and your own gratefulness. And that was a wonderful call from Anna reminding us that receiving is really one of the greatest gifts that we can give others as well. And I know the people that helped Jane that day felt really good because she was really grateful for all that they were doing for her. Now, I started to talk about this fellow that I'm seeing, and he's very, I think he's got, he's bitter, and he's angry. And now, this is really interesting because this fellow that I'm looking at, and I hear you out there. I'm not even sure if you're listening to the show. But anyway, I feel like he keeps his bitter anger in order to keep himself safe. Because when I enter it, when I go in there to see what's going on with him, I feel like he wants to cry or shake and cry. But he doesn't want to do that. So he's got this really incredible kind of like a little metal sheet of attitude that's going down over him. And it's making his life really hard. So let's send some light to him. Let's just send him precious respect and gratitude. Let's just be grateful for the ability that we have to set up walls, because sometimes we would dissemble. But I'm looking at him going, I think that what's going to happen is somebody's coming to his, he's going to be at some Thanksgiving thing, and there's this woman who has so much light and so much love, and she's going to be there. Thanks for your call. I'll be with you in a moment. But she's going to be there and really try to chip away at him. So let's just wrap him in light and try and see him able to receive, because that would be wonderful for him. That would be a great gift for everyone else at the Thanksgiving do in which he finds himself. So good afternoon, you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I am just so grateful for you.
Oh, wow, thank you. And you.
I'm so grateful. You just, you know, in my darkest, darkest nights, you held out some hope. And I just can't, and you've helped me change my life in so many ways.
Wow, and I stand to witness that you've changed your life in so many ways, and I'm so proud of you. Isn't that what we're all about, eh, all of us? We help each other.
Definitely.
All you needed, and here's something for all of us to be grateful for, is activation. We can activate one another to find our deeper lights and our deeper spirits, can't we?
Well, you did.
And you've probably done that for me, although I'm not going to be quite as specific today.
Yeah, you know, it was just the darkest, I mean, people are talking about, like, you know, kind of heavy things becoming good things, good out of bad,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. And, you know, it was just the darkest night of my whole life when I called out after hearing this show. And you just kind of, you know, held that lantern up the mountain for me.
Oh, well, bless your heart. What are you going to do on Thanksgiving?
Oh, fam. Blessed be family.
Oh, family, that's great, hey?
Sam, yeah. Eat lots of really good organic homemade vegetarian food.
Is your whole family vegetarian?
The girls all are. I think some of the husbands aren't. But, yeah.
So, and do you enjoy Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I love it all. I'm just in a state of kind of blissing out most of the time these days.
Is that ever wonderful? Well, I really appreciate your call. Do you have anything else that you'd like to say or a question you'd like to ask?
Well, I am curious if I get to have a super-duper scrumptious partner anytime in the future.
Well, you know what would be really good is to start giving thanks for that partner. I see that return of somebody you don't want to return, so that's to remind you that that's an option. And soon thereafter, it seems that there's someone else on the horizon. It's through some class that you take or give, something like that, an art class.
Oh, good. Good.
Mm-hmm. And he's someone who, he's had a similar, not the same, but a similar past to you and is moving forward with a certain amount of creativity and purposeful joy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's probably around your age, I would say around the same age. And he's right now, he's still feeling a little sad, but he's moving, you know, moving into a time of much more ebullience or much more, I've made it, I'm ready to really explore being happy and creative again.
Mm-hmm. That's very similar, isn't it?
Yeah, and he's, I like him a lot. He's emotional. Very emotional, but controlled about it. But we want our partners to have the ability to be emotional, even if they don't let it run their lives.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Very cute, and he has some grandchildren, I think.
But did you say there will be a revisitation, but I'll just have to remember to keep that door locked?
I would keep the door locked.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I didn't tell you that as a negative prediction. It's just a reminder that if we know ahead of time, we can do something about it.
Yes, when, definitely.
Yeah, and when we're blindsided, it's a little harder, isn't it?
And have I cleared most of that? It feels kind of heavy still to me.
I would say that maybe we should do one more clearing and be grateful for him at the same time. Can we do that?
Yeah, I can see what I learned.
Yeah, and I think what I'll do is get you to hang up. I just want to warn everybody, too, if we don't hang up the phone, then what happens is no other callers can get through. I'd like you to hang up, and then we're going to do a one clearing exercise for everybody, including you.
Yahoo!
Yahoo! Well, thank you so much for your loving call.
Yes, blessings, blessings.
And blessings to you, and happy Thanksgiving.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, now, on behalf of her, see, she's getting a revisitation. Have any of you ever had a revisitation of either a past program or a past person that you didn't really welcome because you usually lose your resolve or you lose your forward motion and so on? I want you to all take a minute and wrap yourselves in light, because we don't want to do each other's revisitation, do we? Wrap yourself in light, and especially in and around the belly, okay? But wrap your whole self in light, and then give your belly a dollop. Good work. Now I want you to call forth the awareness of somebody that you could not release very easily. Somebody that you had trouble walking away from or getting over, or a pattern that you've had trouble walking away from or getting over. I want you to call it up in your body, mind. Now there was a real learning curve in that, so let's just bless it and thank it and bless it and thank it. You know, when I call it up, my belly starts to pulse in a really interesting way, and so does my sternum. What happens in your body? Pay attention to your body. It tells you a whole lot about where you record things. Now let's bring it up and exaggerate it, exaggerate it. Yeah. And let's ask for help from our guides. Well, let's bring in the guides and angels with gratitude in our hearts for them, too, because, boy, oh, boy, they work hard for us. And let's ask for help as we command total release of that person now. And your person that you don't want to have to wrangle with again and again, or the program that you don't want to have to wrangle with again and again. We're commanding total release and asking your angels to pull it out. Sometimes they pull it out like it's got long strings of light pulling in through your body mind. That's what I'm experiencing right now. And have them pull and pull, yeah, and then flood you with light. And your attitude is to be very, very grateful that you had the experience. Very grateful that you had the experience. Because you learned a whole lot. And you know what? We're going to raise our frequency now. So fill your body with light. I call it the light gargle. Now throw your body into the light, the star tetrahedron. I don't mean throw your body in. You can put it in gently. Or you can build the star tetrahedron around your body without moving your body at all. And then start spinning and spinning and spinning. And spin and spin and spin and spin. Spin some more. Okay, great. And I remind the last caller, and all of you, in fact, but the last caller, is that if you keep raising your fields and frequency above that experience, I mean, this was a really good example of how to do that. You may never have to experience that person coming back again. Remember, change the energy, change the reality. Yeah. There is so much to be grateful for, and it really is. Isn't it a mind-boggler to think that I can change what's coming up in my life if I change my own vibration? And that's part of the reason that we did this, the chakra meditation there, was to show how, you know, you can give thanks for all the ways your chakras have run in life. And as you do that, it actually shifts the dense frequency. It moves it to a higher frequency, and then it radiates out at a higher level. And you won't have the same kind of life. You won't have the same kind of programs. You can't. And you know what? We learned from, who was it, C.J. Kallman and Barbara Hand Clough. We've learned from many other teachers as well, is that the vibrational reality of our planet is moving up like 20 times right now between now and 2012. What on earth does that mean to us? It means that when you move your energy inside your body and moves your frequencies, you can move way faster and find yourself absolutely detaching from groups of people in which you were stuck before. Now I forget where, oh yes, and if you stay tuned, Paradigm Shifters today has got a pet psychic. How many of you got pets? One of the things that's really wonderful about pets is that they bring love. They're really features of love, but they also have quite a bit of reflection of like where our energy fields are. And I was reading some stuff that, for example, there are dogs that are healing dogs, and then or animals, all kinds of pets that are healing pets. And very often they can get caught in the heavier or the negative vibrations coming off of people that they're trying to work with or heal. So they too fall prey to this change the energy, change the reality kind of thing. The other thing that they do is very often bring amazing unconditional love into the world. And they bring unconditional love into your world. So Claudia Hare is our pet psychic today, and she's going to talk a lot about various people and their pets and what role their pet is playing in this person's purpose and the purpose. What is the purpose of the pet in this person's journey? And that's going to be very exciting, so tune in if you can at 5 o'clock. Now, let's see. I'm going to look at somebody else who needs to be saying thank you. Oh, my, I see somebody who is very, very ill and having a really hard time, and I'm watching them saying, this is a tricky thing. This person is very, very ill, and what the guides are showing is this person is a woman, and she has a very, very strong light, like a ball of light, in her belly area. And she may have what is, I won't try to diagnose her, but she's very, her body is very ill, and she's probably not going to live. And she's quite disgruntled and angry and in pain. Well, I can really understand that. But the other thing is that they're showing here that she has this amazing golden light inside. So I wonder if we were able to just drop inside of ourselves and follow that golden light that suggests that we are really uniquely ourselves. The whole life and death thing really is a transitory thing, isn't it? What did I read in Adrian De Vere's book was so many different species in the universe choose to live like 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 years, but we might choose to live 70 or 80 years over and over and over again for the same purpose. So they'll do it to accomplish something in 3,000 years, and we'll do many, many lives to accomplish the same thing. And it kind of makes me chuckle. I go, well, ours is a lot of work, but it makes you stand back and go, well, maybe life and death, life and death, life and death isn't quite as awful. Anyway, I'm not trying to be glib about that person who's very ill, and there are many people who are very ill right now. With the rapid changes on the planet, many people are leaving the planet. But if someone is doing that, if somebody's leaving and has this amazing light, that's kind of where the gratitude comes from, doesn't it? It's like, I have this light, and I have this fulfillment. And I have these, what, family individuals or loving individuals or books I've written or stuff that I've done. And that's the stuff to be grateful for. So when I look at that person, I go, wow, I just really would love to send gratitude to that person for reflecting back to me that that's the way life is. It's really an interesting thing, isn't it, just to think about gratitude. So, let's see, and I'll look at one more person. We'll just send that person love and gratitude and respect for the journey that she's on. Pretty soon on one of the shows that's coming up. In fact, I've got a couple of very interesting shows coming up. We have a show next week with Stephen Pollett, who's talking about source energy, and that's going to be pretty exciting. And he's got a lot of energy work, and he has a lot of tools for changing how people think and feel. And he claims that he can help people use energy to get beyond pretty much any kind of illness. We also, following that, we're going to have Lee Gertis, and he was on before with Brain State Technologies, with his technological wizardry, and telling people how to use his technology to change their brains. And if you change your brains, again, he says, you can change many, many different syndromes in the body. That's going to be very exciting. And the other thing that is coming up right after that is a fellow who co-wrote a book with Eckhart Tolle. And this book is for children. It's called Milton's Secret. And going back to my woman who is very, very ill, but has this wonderful golden light in her, this book is about teaching children to live in the now. And he talks about how, in the book, it shows Milton how every one of us has a golden ball of light deep within. And it's that light that is the now. It's the now. It's the part of us that really sustains life and makes sense of things. So when you drop into the now, you really are in a state of gratitude. You're being here, and you're being now, and you're tapping that amazing universal light that's just simply yours. I have some wonderful, wonderful people coming in to talk to you. And Claudia Hare is on at 5 o'clock. Okay, let's look at one more person. Mm-hmm. What's really interesting, because I'm watching somebody whose grandbaby died at birth, and now there's a second grandchild. And it seems like when I look at that immediately, I'm seeing that the love of not just the grandmother, but several of the people around for this child that made it through, not the one that, the one that made it through, all around it, they have a lot of fear. I'm going, So it would be back to, if we did enough gratitude, if we just keep saying thank you, thank you, thank you for this child, thank you for this child, thank you for this child, it's going to melt an awful lot of the fear in their hearts and souls, because this baby did not die. Also, the other baby who passed at birth, which is such a strange occurrence at 9 months these days with all the technology we have, is floating around, is being quite a lively spirit around them. And I think what's happening as we talk about it is that you can see the fear being, if you will, lightened. If we send our light to say, thank you, thank you, thank you for this wonderful child who made it and the one that's bouncing around in spirit form. If we see that and we say that literally, ladies and gentlemen, I see this over and over again, it literally changes their life. They don't even know we're doing this. But it changes people's vibration. We have such capacity to have a huge impact on one another's lives by sending out gratitude, by receiving, by sending love, by sending enthusiasm, by sending positive thoughts. Remember, it's moving, what did I say, 20 times as fast? And that means our thoughts and our feelings are going out and having a much higher impact than they used to have. Not higher, but how about more rapid impact than they ever had before? So when we send out thoughts, vigorous thoughts of appreciation, of kindness, of recognition. Recognition is a really big thing, but we're going back to gratitude. Gratitude for one another. It really dispenses a very strong, uplifting frequency, and that does touch people. So we've just sent a wonderful light just talking about it to some other people. So let's just take a minute, and we'll end this show with everybody sending out. You know how we've talked about in the structures, we talk about we get to the political part and we say go into your heart and call up a bright pink light. And let's make it the light of gratitude. And then like a suture of positivity, let's stitch it through all the places that you know around the world where they're having challenges. Let's just stitch it through and send a feeling of gratitude. All of the people that are going through these challenges are going through a soul journey as well. They're learning a lot. And I believe in the collective, we can get to the point where in our learning, we don't have to hurt each other anymore. So let's just send our gratitude in and amongst these pockets of what appear to be devastating difficulties, of deceptions. And let's just send gratitude and love and appreciation and harmony. Just keep doing it. We have a huge, we have a potential for making a huge difference all over the world by just sending our appreciation, our love out there. So just cover the whole world with your pink light. Let it radiate off the planet So the extraterrestrials get some too. For those of you who listen, I'll be talking to you on Thursday night on Jackie Salvetti's. Oh, I won't actually. It's a pre-record of my interview of Jackie and her team. We did it, I think, I can't remember when we did it, September. And they're honoring us with a pre-record of that on Thursday night on BBS Radio, Thanksgiving night. So I give thanks for that. Isn't that wonderful? And if you stay tuned at 5 o'clock, our paradigm shifter is Claudia Hare, and she's going to be the pet psychic. We're talking to some of you specifically about your own animals and what they have to say to you and what's their purpose in your life. And again, next week is Stephen Pollett, and he's talking about source energy and applying source energy to your healing. And Radiance by Design is on at 4 o'clock. And I don't know what we'll talk about next week. Maybe we'll talk about healing ourselves. All right, many blessings. Thank you so much for your calls, and I'll see some of you at the top of the hour.